Now, more Ebling and You on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here, Ebling and You, 1320 WILS. Very happy to welcome in our first guest today, syndicated columnist Susan J. Demas, who writes Capital Chronicles and also writes for MERS Newsletter. Hi, Susan. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Jack?
Well, just fine. What do you make of first the transition team and now the first appointments from Rick Snyder as governor?
Yeah, it was an interesting day. Word started to leak out last week that Andy Dillon was going to be the next treasurer, and Rick Snyder made it official today. He also has Dick Posthumus, who was Engler's lieutenant governor, as his advisor on the legislature. He seems to be getting the band back together for a lot of the Engler team, but, Dillon is kind of his nod to bipartisanship. So, although, of course, amongst Democrats, it's still debatable whether or not Andy Dillon really is one.
Yeah, there were some people during the primary campaign who questioned his stripes. But in terms of at least reaching out to someone who could have been an opponent, certainly would have been an interesting race if it had been Andy Dillon and Rick Snyder. I don't know that would have turned out any differently, but now we get to see if they can work together. And maybe this is a start, at least, of some bipartisanship.
Yeah, we can hope so. I mean, certainly Rick Snyder doesn't need to involve Democrats in his administration. I mean, he's got strong majorities in both houses, and Republicans can run the show if they want to. So this is an interesting move. I think it's also interesting that Doug Rothwell of Business Leaders for Michigan is running the transition effort, who's
right.
a good friend of Dillon's, and both of them are on board with a service tax. So I don't think that many Republicans will be too thrilled if that becomes policy.
Yeah, that's a very interesting move, and one I think they have to have some sort of revenue switch here. They can't just cut and gut, as I like to say, but Andy Dillon knows that, and apparently so do a lot of other people who are going to be working in this administration, and you can't get anything through if you don't have revenue to support it.
Yeah, I mean, that's a reality I think that most people know, but frankly, I don't think that most of the Republican lawmakers coming in see that. But they're going to have to balance a budget that's either $1.6 billion out of whack or $3.1 billion in the red if we get rid of the MBT. So they'll have to deal with it soon enough.
All right, you know Dick Posthumus better than I do. What are his strengths and what does he bring to this administration?
Well, it's really hard to find anybody on either side of the aisle who does not like Dick Posthumus. He's just an all-around nice guy. And he certainly has tons of legislative experience. You know, he's the longest leading Senate Majority Leader ever. So he brings a lot of knowledge about the process, and he kind of comes from that pre-term limits era where you get along with members of both sides. The downside is that, obviously, he's been out of government for quite a number of years, so he doesn't really know any of the players anymore, and things have gotten even more partisan, so it's going to be interesting to see how he navigates these waters.
Well, he knows a lot more about Lansing than Rick Snyder does. Rick Snyder has a lot of strengths, obviously, that was seen in the campaign, but knowledge of the intricacies of state government is not one of them.
Right, right. And, you know, of course, he has Brian Kelly as his lieutenant governor, who spent 4 years in the legislature, and he's supposed to help as well. Although, you know, more than half of people coming into the House are people that Brian Kelly hasn't even served with, because we have so many new members. So there's going to be a limit there as well. And, you know, we can't forget that so many of these new members are really part of that Tea Party idea where you just cut and you don't need revenue for anything. And, I think Rick Snyder is more moderate than that, and we're going to start seeing some tension.
You certainly know Andy Dillon about as well as anyone in the media. I think you wrote the definitive profile on Andy for Dome Magazine. But in terms of what he brings from the State House, certainly an insider that way, involved in the political process. As state treasurer, what are his skills that he brings to the table?
Well, Like Rick Snyder, he's a CPA and a lawyer, so he has a similar background. He comes from the world of finance. He is a turnaround specialist. He dealt with a lot of those failing companies and helped them rebuild afterwards. And so the word is that the main reason why he got the job is that there will be so many local governments and school districts going under, and you need somebody who knows how to get them back on their feet.
Well, there's no truth to the rumor that with Rick Snyder's strong University of Michigan ties, he had to have a Michigan Stater and Dick Posthumus and a Notre Damer and Andy Dillon to balance things out. There's no truth to that. But I wanted to ask you, if you got a phone call this evening from Dick Posthumus or from Rick Snyder himself, and he said, Susan, give me one person I just have to have in this administration, who would you recommend?
Oh, that's very easy. I would say Joe Schwartz. I mean, you can't get more experience than Joe between his time in the Senate, his time in Congress. He's just a wealth of knowledge. There are a lot of, you know, military issues that the governor needs to be apprised of, you know, in terms of, you know, because we have two very big bases here in Michigan, and they have needs to meet. Joe is an expert in healthcare as a surgeon, he knows a thing or two about balancing budgets. So I would definitely give him a call, but, you know, I don't know if Rick Snyder is smart enough to do that. We'll see how smart the nerd is.
Well, Joe Schwartz obviously still has his medical practice in Battle Creek. He's also teaching the University of Michigan faculty and doing a lot of other things in terms of military affairs. Do you think that he would have to say yes, or do you think he would want to say yes?
Well, he doesn't have to for a job. I think he makes a pretty good living. But
the governor, you know, calls you, aren't you almost obligated to give him a long listen?
Oh, I definitely think so. And let's not forget, Joe's a military guy. He's a Vietnam War hero, and he believes in the concept of service. So, you know, I would think that he's the type of person that if he was called up to serve, he would do so.
Well, it'll be very interesting. And now this transition team also includes Mark Murray, a guy I got to know when he was at Michigan State University and a former state treasurer. And also, of course, has had tremendous success in the business world with Meyer and has been a university president at Grand Valley State, and there were some people who thought that at some point he might be a very good president for MSU. So very interesting to see him also on this transition team, and we'll see where that takes us. Susan,
yeah,
I want to go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to add, he's also part of the Center for Michigan. So you know what great work they do.
And maybe that is another place to start looking for people who would come in and be able to navigate these waters and bring people together instead of driving them apart and firing wedges between the people here who have to get things done in this state. Susan, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Susan J. Demas writes Capital Chronicles, and the best way to get that is just to go to mlive.com, and you'll see all of her work. Very interesting, thought-provoking stuff.